Simon Reish Gimel Halacha Beis. Noigim Shagan Shar Krivim. We're noig that other relatives as well. Marin Ksasar Velas B'Atzim Shua Rishana exhibit some sort of mourning during the first week, Ad Achar Shabbos, until after Shabbos, following the burial. Shein Reichs and Bechama, that they don't wash themselves with hot water during the period of Eim Hashan Ksas, B'Deim Kamar B'Shar Shabbos. They do not change some of the garments that, as frequently as they would on other for any other week. However, not all relatives are equal regarding this. If they were related as a second level to a second level, meaning first cousins, Halacha uses a system for classifying kinship according to degrees. The first level includes relatives of the same generation, two brothers. The relationship to each other is termed Rishon B'Rishon. The children being a generation below their parents are second level. That's what it says, Sheni B'Sheni. If they were second level to second level, ben bitoy, or if the mace is the son of his son or the son of his daughter, he wears all his Shabbos garments except for the outermost garment, which he wears a weekday garment. For his father-in-law and mother-in-law, or for his father's father and mother's father, and likewise a woman for her father-in-law, mother-in-law, or for her father's father, mother's mother, or her mother's father. And in Loshen Rakas and his Lavan, they do not wear any Shabbos garments other than a white shirt. And in the case of a woman, a white kerchief as well. It's likewise the minog for any of these distant relatives, it's not to go to the bathhouse to bathe, not to wash the head. Gam ein lechel chutzavei, so he should not also eat outside his home. Loi v'sudas mitzvah, loi v'sudas mereyim, neither v'sudas mitzvah or a meal of friends. V'lachas Shabbos, mutter b'chol davar, and after Shabbos, everything is mutter. Halacha gimel. Tinuk regarding an infant, sheni yaduim kol chadashav imloi, about whom it's not known whether or not his 9 months were complete, meaning if he was born, the halach is that if he dies within 30 days of birth, I feel being such even on the 30th day, I feel godless sarvitz, he point up even if his hair and nails were fully developed. In Karnar Love, we do not rice kriya over this baby that died. Vein einem alav, nor do they observe aninos regarding this baby. Vein mis abam alav, they do not observe mourning for him. He shouldn't have a suffix navel because it's his suffix navel. But if he dies after 30 days, I feel even on the 31st day before the hour that he was born, meaning if he was born at 11 o'clock at night and he died on the 31st day at 10 o'clock at night, so it wasn't complete amount of days. Current love, then we rip over him. And there's aninas for him. And they sit shiva. Unless it's known with certainty, Shurak ben Shemayna Chadashim, that he was only 8 months in the womb. The La Bar Kayama, who this is considered La Bar Kayama, he's not viable. Vim Yadu Bevera Shu ben Tes Chadashim, but if it's known with certainty that he was 9 months, Kingon Shabal, a parish, such a man had relations with his wife only once and then separated from her. Another Chai Latisha Chadash and Gemurim, and then the child was born alive after 9 full months. Afilu Meis Biyam Shanel, but even if in the case where he died on the very day that he was born, Karnalov, Ananalov, Misavimalov, then his relatives rise Kriya over him. They observe the halachas of Aninos, and they mourn for him. Halacha Dalat, Aimim. Concerning twins, Shemes Echam Ham Techlam, one of whom died within 30 days of birth, Afil Biyam Hashlishim, even on the 30th day itself, Hashani Chayil Achalamid, and the second one lived beyond 30 days. Layarmin and Zechayil Achalamid, we do not say since the other one lived past 30 days, Kamishan Hay Ben Kayama, then the first one was also Ben Kayama. Al A Misabim Allah, if he doesn't live 30 days, we are not Misabal over the twin.